time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Buffalo on Sunday night.
Against the undefeated Bills, Josh Allen, all that entails. And for you guys to win 35-10, what do you think that means for this team?
I think it's a good step forward. You know, shows what we're capable of, and I think, you know, you left some points out there as well. I think we can be even better, but, you know, it's a very formidable opponent, and I think that's, you know, reassuring for us to show us, you know, what kind of productivity we really have as a team.
Well, what is when Henry opens the game with an 87-yard touchdown, how does that affect things?
I mean, just instant momentum, you know, a guy like that, you know, I think the guys don't really want to tackle him to begin with, but you get him on the first play of the game, you know, going 80-plus yards, I think just gives the guys a lot of confidence, you know, for the rest of the game and a lot of belief in what we're doing. So I was very thankful he's on my team.
You've had back-to-back games where you put up a ton of yards on the ground as an offense. What does that say about this offensive line?
I mean, that's just what we're capable of. I mean, you know, I've always believed in the guys that we had on the line, and, you know, whoever needs to be in there, you know, Pat had to replace Andrew, whatever lineup we need to have. I believe in all those guys. I'm confident in them, and, you know, I know they can get the job done, and we did that shit tonight.
Ronnie, is this what the Ravens' offense is, or is this opponent? You know, what are the other layers to this offense?
I just think we're a good offense. You know, I think to be a complete offense, you got to handle whatever job you need to do that day. You know, if you need to run the ball that day, you got to do it. You have to go 2-minute mode, you got to do it. You got to be ready for whatever scenario. So I think, you know, we're coming to be a complete offense.
When you come out of the gate in the second half and they started to get some things going, and then, you know, after the KBN fumble, you guys kind of poured it off from there. What did that fumble and then being able to punch it in after that mean at that time?
I mean, it was a big play. You know, it was a huge turning point for us, you know, to really add on to our lead, but definitely not happy the way we came out in the second half. You know, I think we started a little slow, and I think we shouldn't, you know, need to put our defense in that position to get us, you know, to get back into a positive position. So I think we still have a lot we need to work on, but very proud of how everyone fought.
Ronnie, a lot said about the 0-2 start and then not being able to finish games as much recently. What did it mean to put together your best performance to this point in the season at home in prime time against this team?
I think it's just, you know, very reassuring. You know, I feel like we're putting in the work, and we go to work, we put in the effort every day, and I see the guys how hard they work, and, you know, I know that stuff's going to come to fruition. And what I try to remind the guys is focus on the process and not the results, because I don't think the results always reflect, you know, everything that's going on. And I think, you know, when we come back during the week, we always look at the details, and it's not always as bad as you think, it's not always as good as you think. So guys are just doing good at being accountable and making sure they come to work every day and getting better.
Ronnie, what can you say about the growth of this offensive line from week one to where we're at right now, and kind of the work that you guys have put into to get the kind of performance that you had today?
Yeah, every day those guys come out and work better. You know, hops on us. You know, we're hardest working group on the team, you know, I think. So every day those guys are coming in, not complaining. You know, we have guys down. You know, sometimes the practice might be, you know, down a guy or two. Some guys might have to do double the reps, and, you know, everyone's going to, you know, do their part. So everyone's getting better, and, you know, I'm proud of everyone.
Ron, you mentioned McCary, and this was his first career start at left guard. He's now started at every position in his career. What's it say about him, and just how impressive is that, that he is that versatile for you guys?
So I'm not surprised. I mean, Pat's been doing this whole career. You know, he's 6-7 years deep, and he's finally, you know, he's completed the mission of playing all 5 positions in the NFL. You know, this was the 5th one. So, you know, that's a you know, feather on his cap, but – you know, I'm really not surprised by Pat's productivity. He's really a unicorn in this business, and I think his, you know, his talent to do that is, you know, invaluable.
Were you aware of how close Derek was to 200? He ended with 199, but as an offense, were you aware how close?
Yeah, we were aware by the end of the game how close he was. Yeah,
Rodney, Harbaugh was talking about just how detail oriented Derek Henry is. What is the kind of stuff that maybe we don't see, but you guys see behind the scenes that makes him such a good running back?
I mean, you guys already know about his diet, the way, you know, he takes care of his body, and, you know, the stuff I see him do pre-practice. You know, he does his whole warm-up routine. He's very diligent. He's a very diligent person. You know, he's kind of in that autopilot mode where, you know, he knows all the things he needs to do to play at that level, you know, to run that fast at his size. And, you know, he comes in every day and, you know, doesn't miss a day. He's just always working.
Did Pat McCary, did you guys all know that was his last spot that he hadn't started at yet? Was that a talking point this week at all?
I don't think it was a talking point. but, yeah, I think we knew at the beginning of the week that was a possibility.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.